so I'm honored as representative of Youth for Christ. We work with youth. I know some of you and have even taught a few of you on occasion to give you a little bit of a charge. And so I want to talk a little bit about your history regarding graduations, because I don't know if you realize this, but you've already had several. Let's go all the way back to the first one. Certainly, graduations are life-altering moments that deserve to be recognized. Let's talk about the first one. From diapers to undies. This marks your first serious rite of passage. As a matter of fact, this, let's call it newfound freedom, was celebrated by your dad by doing an odd dance to indicate the end of intentionally spending money on objects destined for the landfill. Your second graduation was equally serious. Preschool. Photo evidence shows you standing there in your little dress and your bow tie and your shiny shoes, holding your diploma freshly printed that morning from a Microsoft Word template. All you could think about was the post-ceremony cookie, but your family beamed with pride knowing you could now tie your shoes and trace the alphabet with an Expo marker. Congratulations on that. Fifth grade and eighth grade were your next big milestones. You probably have two main memories from these events. You were likely heading to a new school building. Maybe there was some fear and trepidation in that. And all the adults around you were arguing about whether you could call it a graduation or just a simple promotion. In the end, you got what you needed: another certificate and a couple of cookies. All that history leads us to the big moment of high school graduation. You're about to receive a legitimate diploma, indicating that you've met all the district and state requirements to move on from high school. You will likely have a party, but now you've upgraded your long-forgotten cookies to cake, sliders, and Jell-O salad. You've considered your future, which may include community college, a traditional four-year college, or even entering the workforce right away. And those are all great pursuits, equal callings of God upon your life. But I want to draw your attention to a significant moment that's coming up that you may not have considered seriously or even be aware of. This event is inevitable, and I promise your parents have tried in vain not to think about it. It's the moment when they drop you off for college, or you move out and into a place of your own. They will give you a hug, goodbye, maybe some last-minute advice, and then they will drive away. For me, this happened when my parents dropped me off at a university in Colorado. We said our goodbyes in the dorm parking lot. They drove away, and I turned to face the world. I'm serious. I had an overwhelming revelation in that moment that I was about to have access to anything and everything, the complete freedom to do whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted. The power of this choice created both nausea and euphoria. It's a real moment, and it will probably come for you too. My charge to you today, graduates, is to what to do in this very moment. Your parents have driven away. You're now walking back to your dorm. I'm going to invite you to go to your dorm or your apartment. Go into your bedroom and close the door. Close yourself off from the world and do four distinct things. Remember, ask, declare, and respond. It kind of spells out RAD with an R at the end. First, in this powerful moment, I want you to remember the words of Jesus when he said, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it." What will it look like for you to lose your life in this next season of life? Essentially, asking God, what do you want me to give up in order to follow you? What do you have for me that you desire for me? Second, I want you to kneel on the floor and ask in prayer this prayer: God, help me to not be conformed to this world, but help me be transformed by the renewal of my mind. But help me be transformed by the renewal of my mind, that by testing I may discern what is your will, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Now we know that that prayer, of course, comes from Paul's encouragement to the church in Romans 12:2. One commentator about this verse said, "The battleground between conforming to the world and being transformed is within the mind of the believer. Christians must think differently." You all are about to embark on an academic journey, perhaps, that's going to challenge your mind in a lot of different ways. Some of you, based on your school choice, may encounter some things that you disagree with. Please consider praying this prayer and asking God to bring it to your heart in a moment where you encounter some type of teaching that you do not agree with or that you know is not true, and beg that God would help you see clearly and think differently, as is referenced in this verse. Third, in this moment, declare that you will not face the world or your textbooks or your professors by asking the questions, "How do I feel?" or "What should I do?" but rather, "Who am I in Christ? And what about this is true?" God's word will help you in that endeavor. If you remember that you lost your life at salvation, your dreams, your goals, your major even, or your accolades, and if you ask God to renew your mind, if you declare that your identity is in Christ, then you will be in the will of God. As he defines your dreams, lays out your goals, confirms your major, gracefully bestows accolades upon you, let these be your defining moments. Yes, there is that fourth thing. Check your phone after this prayer session in your bedroom, because it's likely to have 5 text messages and 1 missed call from your mother. She's just wondering if you're okay. Thank you so much for allowing me to charge you with those 4 things. Please consider repeating those words of Paul as you declare and and you reflect on what God has done for you all the way up until this point. All the graduations that have come and gone for you, we are excited to celebrate with you. If you look behind you, well, you just were up here, and so you've seen all the faces of the people here who are here to celebrate you and your life. They are so proud of you for getting your diplomas, no doubt. They will be equally proud of you whatever you go on to do. You do not need to prove anything to these folks. This is your community. They've been praying for you. They've been supporting you. They've been watching you. They've been mentoring you. You've been taught the word of God. You've worshiped with all of these people that you just saw when you were standing up here. They're your greatest fans. They will be with you, their thoughts and prayers, the frequent visits that you have to come home. They're just watching you. They're most interested in your walk with Christ. They're most interested in how you continue to say yes to Jesus as you enter this time of career preparation and work. So would you do those 4 things and know that you have hundreds of people supporting you and surrounding you to help you be successful? Thank you so much for letting me charge you with that today. And are we going to do a prayer after this, or may I pray? Let me pray to close. Lord, I just thank you for each one of the students standing up here today. Lord, it's compelling to think about the plans that you've put on their heart. Some of them going on to get degrees, some of them entering the workforce, some of them not yet decided. Lord, would you take this moment in their life and remind them of all the things that you have done in them and through them and the things that you have planned for them? This is an exciting time to look forward. We thank you that we get to do this with them, that you're beside them. They are not alone in that moment in the parking lot when we all say goodbye. It's simply a change of seasons. You will be with them. Help them to be strong in their classes. Help them to understand the world from a biblical worldview as they've been training, as they've been learning. Lord, help them in moments where temptations may come to veer off the course, and remind them that their mind is renewed to see a world in a different way. Help them to be influencers on their campuses towards other students who need to hear the love of Christ. Help the gospel to come forth in everything they say and do. Help them to be servants well known in the future because of you. In Jesus' name, amen.